Good morning. My guest this morning is Craig Miller from the 6th Street Playhouse. Good morning, Craig.
Hi, Roland.
The Great American Trailer Park Musical returns.
Yeah.
So, 12 performances only, July 19th through August the 4th.
Correct.
I assume that this was in large part by popular demand. I mean, people really talked about that musical.
Yes. Last year when we ran it in September and October, we ended up extending it here. And then we moved it over to Napa at the Napa Valley Playhouse. And now we're bringing it back. And you're right. It's because of audience demand.
Uh-huh.
People who saw it twice last year want to come back and see it a couple more times this year. And there's a lot of people who didn't get a chance to see it when it was originally on our stage. So tickets are going fast. But it's a fun show.
Why? Why do you think that's so?
I think it's the characters.
Uh-huh.
It's the characters. They're just so larger than life. You know, you can find these types of musical theater characters anywhere, but, you know, the fact that it's, Florida's largest manufactured housing community.
Florida.
Yeah, Stark, Florida. And so, you know, you've got everybody from the toll booth collector and his agoraphobic wife. And then, you know, of course, you have the trailer park manager and her bevy of women who are the gossip, you know. And so it's just to watch these kind of larger-than-life characters take the stage. It's a lot of fun. It's a very colorful show, not necessarily for the kids, but, you know, it's a little bit adult-themed.
Right. For the older kids,
yeah. And you want to come with the spirit of wanting to just have a good time and laugh a lot, yeah.
Well, have you been in the previous performances? Because you're in this one.
Yes, I was in both of the previous performances.
So you're recreating your initial role?
I'm happy to say we have the entire original cast back.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh,
we're very excited to be back.
What is your role?
My role is Norbert, the toll booth collector, whose wife is an agoraphobic ever since their baby, their son, was kidnapped 20 years, like the first year of their marriage. And the story kind of goes that it's their 20th anniversary, and he wants her to come out of the trailer finally and go do something special. And she refuses. And then suddenly a stripper on the run from her ex-boyfriend moves in next door and catches Norbert's eye. And so it kind of unravels
from there.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, I've been in a lot of plays over the years, but I've never had a role quite like that.
Yeah.
I've never been in a play that is it's a madcap comedy. Really.
It is. It really is. It's a spoof and it's a farce, and you know, it could offend some people who live in trailer parks, but I really don't think it does, because we all kind of buy into the fact that it's spoofing what we all accept as the stereotype of, you know, the North Florida trailer park. So
I suspect that people who live in trailer parks get as much fun out of the whole mystique around trailer parks.
I actually, one of our wardrobe mistresses came to me yesterday. She goes, "Oh, my friend and I, we live in a trailer park. We can't wait to come and see the show." And I said, "Well, I hope I don't offend." And she says, "Well, I hope you do."
There it is. You really got it there.
Yeah.
So you said that tickets are going fast.
They are going fast. Yes. Tickets are on sale now. So you can call our box office at 707-523-4185. Or you can buy them online at 6thstreetplayhouse.com. That's the number 6thstreetplayhouse.com.
Well, that's a fair-sized house that you have. So,
well, this is actually coming back to our studio theater.
Oh,
so
it's the
99-seat black box,
that's why
tickets are limited. So call today. Get them now.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, are you just going to maybe you'll make it a yearly thing?
You know, we thought about that. I think we'll see how this run goes, and then we'll decide whether we bring it back. Maybe it might be a nice summer thing to do every year.
It seems like all theater companies should have a traditional piece like that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Maybe it's our Christmas carol.
Great. Craig, thanks for coming in, and good luck with the show.
Thanks.
Let's tell people once again that if you want to see the 6th Street Playhouse's version of the Great American Trailer Park Musical, you better hurry. July 19th through August the 4th, 12 performances only. Once again, the telephone number to call, 523-4185. That's the box office number. Or online, it's 6th Street Playhouse. That's 6thstreetplayhouse.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.